Welcome to the Good We Can podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. Today I'll be reading a Bible passage from this week's lectionary and sharing a brief devotion from the Upper Room publication called Disciplines. Today we turn to Psalm 105, verses 1 through 11 and 45b. Give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. Make His deeds known to all the people. Sing to the Lord. Sing praises to the Lord. Dwell on all His wondrous works. Give praise to God's holy name. Let the hearts rejoice of all those seeking the Lord. Pursue the Lord and His strength. Seek His face always. Remember the wondrous works He has done, all His marvelous works, and the justice He declared, you who are the offspring of Abraham, His servant, and the children of Jacob, His chosen ones. The Lord, He is our God. His justice is everywhere throughout the whole world. God remembers His covenant forever, the word He commanded to 1,000 generations, which He made with Abraham, the solemn pledge He swore to Isaac. God set it up as binding law for Jacob, as an eternal covenant for Israel, promising, "I hereby give you the land of Canaan as your allotted inheritance." Praise the Lord. Our devotion today is written by Leanna K. Fuller, ordained in the United Church of Christ, professor of pastoral care at Pittsburgh Theological Seminary in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, an active member of Trinity UCC in Dorseyville, Pennsylvania. Scholars sometimes categorize Psalm 105 as an historical psalm, which emphasizes the history of the relationship between God and the people of Israel. The psalm begins with a short song of praise in which hearers are exhorted to give thanks to God and remember all God's marvelous works, including the establishment of God's justice. Yet given that the Israelites had experienced so much oppression for so long, it may have been challenging for them to believe that God's justice would really come to pass. This may be why the psalmist begins describing God's covenants with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The psalmist reminds the people that through these covenants, God has been faithful to them in the past and has promised to be faithful to them into the future. Today, we may feel like the people of Israel when we see injustice all around us, and things don't seem to be getting better. Sometimes we get discouraged and feel like God no longer cares about the kind of justice the psalmist sang about so long ago. But this passage from Psalm 105 reminds us that even when God's people experienced intense suffering and despair, they were still able to praise God's goodness and tell of God's wondrous works. God is always doing more than we know to bring about justice in the world. But this does not mean that we should just sit back and wait for God to act, as if we have no part in ushering in God's reign. We give praise and honor to God by participating in the work God is already doing all around us. God of justice, thank you for your care and compassion for all creation. Help us to remember your faithfulness to us in the past and to rest in your promises for the future. Amen. We pray this ministry of Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is a blessing to you each week. We'd love to hear from you in the comments or with a thumbs up. And to receive notifications of upcoming episodes or see them in your feed, you can subscribe on the Podbean app or follow us on Facebook. And we hope you'll share this podcast with someone who might be blessed by these weekly devotions. Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. For more information about our ministries, as well as weekend worship times, please visit sunprairieumc.org. And may God bless you until we meet again next time on The Good We Can.